Bus fares and World Cup costs fuel Brazil protests. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The biggest protests Brazil has seen for decades are taking place in its streets. Many of them are happening outside soccer stadiums. Brazil is currently hosting the Confederations Cup, a FIFA World Cup test event. While Brazil's team beat Mexico 2-0 on Tuesday night, thousands of protesters were in the streets outside the stadium. There were around 100,000 more people protesting around Brazil at the same time. They are unhappy with many things about life in their country. The protests started last week in Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo because of an increase in bus fares. They soon spread across the country. People are also angry about the cost of the 2014 World Cup, poor public services, and corruption. Protests across the country are getting bigger and bigger. The police are taking tougher actions to control the crowds. Police used rubber bullets, tear gas, and beatings, which have made the people angrier. Many of the protesters want the government to spend more money on health and education and less on the World Cup. The BBC reported seeing a banner that read, "A teacher is worth more than Neymar, Brazil's star player." One of the banners in a crowd at the Brazil-Mexico game asked FIFA, the World Cup organizers, to bring hospitals to Brazil instead of stadiums. Another Brazilian star, striker Hulk, said, "After seeing the people on the streets, it makes me feel like joining them. They are doing the right thing." This is Elizabeth N. Yang reporting from Okinawa.